Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunk Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 13th.
Joy.
Joy.
It's Friday the 13th.
I forgot about that.
You know what? A lot of people, my dad always says Friday the 13th is lucky because he was born on a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, so was my mum. Well, it's the same.
It's the same.
Same day, different
it
year.
Is, yeah. 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 And they were married on a Friday the 13th. Oh. Something else happened on the 13th. So it is a lucky day.
Yeah, definitely.
And it is a very lucky day for one person out there. We don't talk politics here, but we do have to mention, well done, Boris.
one person, definitely one, yeah. Yes.
And can we just say, this is the only thing I'm going to say, and then we'll move on. Get it sorted now. Okay, moving on. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by my gorgeous co-host, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our guest today, I've been so excited about this show for ages, is the wonderful, amazing Sasha Marie Mulligan.
Oh, hello.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I was like, this is the conversation I've wanted to have with you for ages because we've known each other 4 years now. It must be coming up to four
More
years.
More than that, isn't it?
I'm 5 years, coming up to 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm 5 years in business in 2020. So
cool.
Yes. And knowing you and knowing your journey as just, it's like, you've got to share this because it's amazing. I just love it so much. And you're always just so full of energy. We always used to get together, didn't we, and have a chat and we'd have our moans and we'd get out of the way. And then by the time we left, we were both bouncing. Right, let's get this done.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is great. So I'm really looking forward to having a good chat with Sasha in a little bit. We do want to hear from you, the listeners. We've got some tweets coming in this morning, which I'm really pleased about. We've got a lot of interaction on Le Twitter. So do tweet us at Bunk Extra with the hashtag BX. Extra B Bunker. Let us know how your week's going, how the rest of your year's going. Are you beginning to wind down now? And I've asked everybody for their favourite Christmas songs. So we've got a good few tweets coming in already. We've had one from the Romney Resource Centre who have said, we couldn't decide on our favourite Christmas song, but secretly everyone knows it's Last Christmas by George Michael.
Well, my two favourites are Mariah Carey's, obviously, What I Want for Christmas Is You, and I love Leona Lewis's one.
I do.
Five More Sleeps.
Yeah, I'm getting into that one this year.
I get on everyone's nerves in the house with that.
Well, I like the one, it's on Home Alone, Rocking Around.
Oh, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yes.
I literally use that to decorate my tree, which still isn't up here.
What?
Oh, God.
Get out now. Go
doing
home.
It this weekend.
Put your tree up. It's like 12 sleeps till Christmas.
I know. I'm like, Saturday, that's our thing. Yeah.
Terrible.
I know, right?
Terrible.
Well, I just don't want to disappoint.
You know what?
We've got a shout out from the lovely marketing assistant, Tabitha. So she said, please can we have a shout out for the advent calendar giving something back, promoting different small businesses each day across social media platforms to help share and spread their message. Check out the marketing assistant each day on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn. So what Tabitha's been doing is sharing things of other businesses. So it's not about her, which is great. Not that it's not great about
you. You know what I mean.
But it's great to see people doing something for others for her 12-day of Christmas campaign. I think that's really lovely.
Aww.
So yeah, give her a follow.
Do give her a follow. I was going to say, we put our tree up and some of our decorations up on the 1st of December.
Of course you did. You were like, there for November. Quick.
They've got to go up. But we've been adding to it. So last night, Lucy and I were busy elves because Paul was out. Because Paul keeps going on about his blimmin' black Christmas tree, which I banned.
It was black, get it in the office now.
Black plastic Christmas tree.
But does he not have it in the office?
Well, last night, Lucy and I snuck it up. When he went out for the evening, and Lucy and I put it up with some baubles. So it's now in the office for him.
There you go.
And we've got lights everywhere. it's like Blackpool illumination in our house.
This year we've got an elf on the shelf. I gave
Yay.
In. Yeah, I gave in.
It's just so much
all
fun.
Kind of chaos in my house.
I think it's great.
It's great. So last night it emptied all of the toothpaste, a brand new tube of toothpaste in the sink, and drew an elf on the bathroom mirror. Kim always went, I don't know how it did it. It wasn't me, Mummy. Honestly, I can't reach up there.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
I forgot the other night.
Yeah.
I know. I went to wake her up and she's like, my elves didn't move. Oh, they must have been so tired. Yeah. was like, oh God, I forgot.
Brilliant.
Yes, they've been doing something. They did the, I got the idea from Tabitha, where they were in the bathroom and they'd written Lucy's name in toothpaste in the sink.
Oh,
good idea.
So that was,
if we had
idea.
Any toothpaste less, we would yeah,
do that. I might get adventurous tonight and do the flower one. Where they flower and put footprints.
Yeah, you must be seeing as that I am a florist. You must do a flower.
A flower, yeah, yeah. I was talking about the other type of flower, but we could do that with a flower as well. Oh, do you know what? It is fun, but I say you get, I go up to bed at night and I'm like, oh, forgotten meals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes not too bad because I get up early in the morning. This morning, both of them were watching telly with Paul's glasses on. She's got two as well. They have to do everything together. But it was, yeah, it was great fun. And obviously, you can imagine, I do like Christmas, and being it's Lucy's birthday and Boxing Day as well. It just goes, yeah. Super excited.
We've got a lovely shout out from Chips and Dinks. And they said, Merry Christmas and a happy, prosperous new year to all business owners. And then thank you to Bunker Extra for great shows and your support in 2019, helping businesses to get their message out and reaching places other shows would not reach. I thought that's quite nice.
Thank you, Bev and Tony. Yeah. Chips and Dinks, who can help you with any chips or dinks you have, not only on your car, but on hard surfaces. He painted our table. We had an oak coloured dining table. He painted it black. To match the new chairs. So
to match the tree.
Match the tree. Does match the tree. Damn tree. Yeah. No, it was great. And we have also had a tweet from, where'd it go? I've seen it. I've lost it. The job auction. Good morning, the job auction. And they've said, gotta be all I want for Christmas is you, Mariah Carey. Yeah. I must admit, I do love that song, but at the moment they're playing it all the time on the radio. So it gets a bit like, mm-hmm. It's just a bit, yeah.
Remember, it's only this month that it does get aired.
Yeah, exactly.
She gets her money's worth. Yeah, I know.
Paul's put up a picture of his tree as well.
Have you put a picture up?
He has, yeah.
There you go. Everyone can see his
Gemma.
Tree.
Yay, the black is... He's back here in all its glory, so he's a very happy man. Easily pleased.
Can I just say, we've gone for the minimalistic look on the black tree. do enlarge it and have a look. It does look good.
There's about six
baubles
on there.
Yeah, it's very minimalist. We've run out.
Less is more. Hi,
exactly.
Less is more.
Minimalistic is the new vogue.
Yeah, definitely.
So Amanda, how are things going? I see that you've launched your venues and events.
We have. So we launched the Venues and Events Expo Southeast. So the Venues and Events Expo Southeast is an exhibition for the events industry, and we get together all the most amazing venues and suppliers that supply the events industry together in one room. And it's about showcasing what the Southeast has to offer. And the Southeast, surprisingly, is quite a big area. It's Kent, Surrey, Sussex, Hampshire, Berkshire. And I want to say a couple more counties, but I can't remember which ones they are. And in fact, does actually, the southeast of England is actually classed, London is included in that. Yeah. But we're talking about outside of London. We do have some London venues. So we're moving. So the first 2 years, last year and this year, we hosted it in Kent. And next year, we're moving to Hampshire.
Cool.
That's the county I forgot to say, Hampshire. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We've got some great partners coming on board with us. Tourism Southeast are working with us, which is fantastic, and Conference News. So, yeah, it's all like exciting stuff for next year. So we've got that. Tech Expo will be back later on next year for my sins. And the Networkers Networking event is coming back next year.
And what date is your event?
So the Venues and Events Expo is on the 14th of May.
Okay.
In the Hampton Court. I want to say Hampton Court Palace. It's not Hampton Court at all. The Hampshire Court Hotel in Basingstoke.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's really, really good. And to say the Networkers Networking will be back. The first one will be in March.
Brilliant.
Next year. So, yeah,
they're great events.
We love those. Everyone keeps saying, bring it back. Yeah. Like, okay, we had just a year off this year. So next year, and we've got a few new fun things I'm adding to it. So it's going to be good.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. I mean, there's some great events already being announced for next year. I know ZC Live is going to happen again at the end of May.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, it's always an awesome day. Zoe and Gareth worked really hard to bring a day of social media and updates and everything. So that's fantastic. I think the first one back, though, in January is the
Kent Business Summit. That's the big one, isn't it?
On a Friday. I'm going.
Put me on the show that day.
I know. I haven't.
I really enjoyed the Kent Business Summit. It's at the University of Kent, and they're working hard to try and get more businesses doing things with them. So they put on a whole day event of and it's not speakers you normally hear. So people talking about infrastructure, transport, productivity, skills gaps, all sorts of things. It's really good. Yeah, really, really good.
It's basically very heavily business, you know. Yeah. There's nothing around the edges. It's like, you know, all the stuff that we need. Should be interesting. Should be interesting. They should have waited until the end of January once Brexit's done, and then they can talk about change it all.
Yeah, but will it be done?
Well, we won't go there.
Let's start the debate.
No, so that'd be good. But yeah, I think, are you beginning to wind down yet?
In my head, yes. I mean, I don't really know. People keep saying to me, when are you finishing? And I'm like, do we finish? But definitely next week by Thursday, I won't be in the office anymore. Mm. I'll answer any urgent calls, but most of my clients start to wind down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be quiet. I need a break. I felt like this year has been a very exhausting year for me. Mm. It's been a good year, but it's been very exhausting. I didn't give myself a holiday this year. And that was a huge mistake. I will never do that again. Yeah. I will never do that again.
Yeah, you need the time out. Yeah. Definitely.
It's counterproductive because you think, oh, what? You know, well, it's good. I just keep going. But you need that. You need that time out.
Yeah, then you burn out, don't you? And people don't burn out. Yeah. And you're like, oh, how do I not burn out? But just stop.
Stop, yeah. So I need, I will be having at least a week off over Christmas. So in my head, I've started to wind
just one.
Down. At least.
To be fair, Christmas is falling really well this year because it's midweek. It's great because you can use the whole Christmas period, so you can have quite easily 2 weeks off.
Yeah,
because if you go from the Monday before Christmas, and then for those full 2 weeks, and then you're back in the office on the 6th, and there you go.
Yeah, and it pretty much be like that. We've already got meetings booked in for January and stuff, and I'm doing a speaking event in February that I need to start preparing for. Ish. So yeah,
well, you know your stuff. I know anyway. My stuff,
preparing, talking, Gemma.
Yeah. So it's good. I mean, as I said, we're just kind of doing the businessy things, really. Not as much client stuff. We're just doing the business things and working with our existing clients rather than trying to get new ones.
But that's always the thing, isn't it? They always say, as a business owner, you never stop, do you? Because when you're not servicing clients or doing that type of thing, you've still got to do all the background business stuff and
work and all that.
So, I mean, Sasha, this is one of your busiest times of the year.
Yeah,
owning the florist business.
Yeah,
and it goes mental, doesn't it? This time
it does. Yeah, so it's like a full month of really hard work in a florist. So it's like. Ugh. Yeah, I haven't wound down yet.
Right up to Christmas Eve, is it?
Right up to Christmas Eve, yeah. So Christmas Eve is one of the busiest days as well, because a lot of people buying things for table decorations and graves and decorations in the house. And if they're going to visit people, they take bouquets, etc. So, yeah, it is. It's a month long of busyness. So, but... You know, I enjoy it because it's my favourite time of the year. Yeah. So, we get in the spirit of it. We have an elf in the shop as well.
Is he a naughty elf?
He's a very naughty elf. He is.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, he was swinging on the large baubles last night.
Was he now? And what was the elf doing?
It's a PG show.
They're at a school still. It's fine. and I think this feels like there's a real good spirit in the air at the moment. Everyone is, there's a lot of people, Christmas, and but I think now everyone's gone, okay,
It's Christmas has arrived, I think. So, yeah.
You know, it's a good time just, forget everything, just relax, chill. Not forget everything, you know what I mean? But just enjoy your time with your friends and your families. And
appreciate the Christmas and the special times that you share. And it's, that's why I love it. I love the time of year that you get together with friends and family and you do. And funny enough, there's just been a little thing that's been written in it's called Female First about me, about how drinking, is Christmas an excuse to be drinking more? And I had an interview and it was...
What did you say? Don't leave us hanging.
I'm talking about, which we will come back to my journey, but about how, like, for me, it's like it used to be that it was an excuse to drink more. Mm. Well, I don't drink anything now. So, you know, I'm going out tonight, I'm going out tomorrow, but I don't drink anymore. So I don't have that horrible hangover anymore, which is great. But, it you know, for some people, it is a time. You're out constantly and celebrating. And, yeah, so it's...
it's definitely a time, like, I've given up the diet for December. Like, you know, my goal is not to put, my goal this month is not to put the weight, not to put on more than 5 pounds. That's my
goal. Like it.
And I must say, that's actually great tie in, actually, what you were saying, Sasha, about people drinking and using the excuse to drink. Kate, the lovely Kate from Athelbrays, who tweeted yesterday, I think it was. Let me see if I can find the tweet, because I've never heard of anything more ridiculous in my life. There's a conversation going on about, here it is. Would love to hear your thoughts on hashtag hangover day.
Oh,
giving employees, you're going to love this one, Gemma, giving employees a hangover day. So, i.e. they can have a day off because they've got a hangover.
Yeah.
And she says, is it a snowflake generation thing? Yes. What about the service industry? Is it better to have somebody work from home if they're not their best? Does it advocate excessive drinking and impact on organisational well-being?
Yes. I mean,
I've never heard anything more ridiculous in my life than giving people off a legitimate day off for having a hangover.
And also,
just don't get a hangover.
Also, you know, on the one hand, we're promoting wellness and healthy bodies, healthy minds in the workplace. And on the other hand, you're saying have a hangover day. It's contradictory. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just be your best self.
Yeah.
That's it.
Be your best self. Yeah. especially the service industries as well. Everybody, you know, if you really feel you have to and you must drink in excess and you know you're going to have a hangover the next day, make sure you're not due to be at work that day.
Yeah.
In the same way you make sure you don't drive and all of these other things.
Yeah, 100%. It is. It's ridiculous.
Do you think this just comes from maturity? As you get older, you realise it's not worth having the hangovers and you just, it's more sensible. Okay, because we've all been there. We've all, you know, we've all drunk to excess.
So my journey's slightly different and I share my journey. But, you know, drink was a problem for me and it was the solution to my problems at the time, and drink and drugs went hand in hand for me, and I share that with everybody about my story, that you know, and people wouldn't have known that I was drinking and taking drugs because it wasn't something they go, oh, hang on a minute, look at me, you know.
Let me just tell you what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but it was a problem for me. So for me, I don't drink because for me, alcohol just doesn't make me work to my best and be my best self, because having a hangover, I cannot be. How can I be helping other people be their best self if I'm not feeling my best self myself, you know?
Yeah.
So, for me, it's just like I realised, like, 3 years ago, over the last 18 months, I haven't touched any drink or drugs, but 18 months prior to that, I'd been out 3 times. Mm. And it made me realise of why I didn't drink no more. And there was, like, a good four months in between each occasion, and it was like, okay, I'm over that one now, maybe I'll have another drink. And then like the morning, I don't like it. I don't like that feeling.
No.
So for me, it's like I get up in the morning and I feel great and everyone else feels rubbish. And I'm that horrible friend who records you when you're falling over and send it to you in the morning.
I think it comes from experience, doesn't it, and wisdom. But then saying that, there is quite a lot of the younger generation now who don't drink excessively.
They're not drinking and they're not smoking. I think it's just that they're doing other things. They have other addictions. Some of it is technology based.
Yeah.
But drinking and smoking, it's a culture, isn't it? And I think particularly when they removed smoking from public places, that was a good thing.
Mm.
And you're now starting to see the effects of that.
Yeah.
So it's no longer really as cool as it would have been, say, in our generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
But yeah, so yes, Kate, no.
Yeah.
Hashtag hangover day. Completely ridiculous. Don't go there.
Yeah.
No way.
Crazy. We have had a tweet from 6-2. Can we please have a shout out for our Christmas Kent digital meetup on Wednesday the 18th of December? Come along to Ashford Picture House from 6:30 p.m. to enjoy some festive treats, network and play some games. Register via our meetup page. Hopefully we'll see you there. Have a great show. Thank you, Megan and 6-2 team. I saw actually on Wednesday evening, they did the first Maidstone one, which was run by the two guys from JK Online.
It was Medway.
The Medway one, yeah. Sorry. I mean, no Medway. I get the two confused. Everything right next to each other. and that was really popular.
It looks good, so it's good.
So the Kent Digital Meetup is a networking evening. And it's not just for the digital industry, but you get a lot of people from the digital industry there and other people, business owners who want to find out a bit more about the digital industry. So, and you have speakers talking about different areas of digital and everything. Great, great, great setup. So that's always a good one. And on Wednesday, the 18th, at the Ashford Picture House is the Ashford one. And that's always great fun with Megan and Aaron from 6-2, which is great. So if you want to go to Meetup, is it meetup.com? I think it is. And then you can book on to that. What was that? Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, snow is falling all around us, children playing, having fun. Tis the season for love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you for giving us the words there, Tabitha, in case did you not know what the name of the song was. I just give you the words. I can't think what it's called. Merry Christmas, everyone. We've got loads of tweets coming through. It's great to have so much interaction today. It is a busy time of year for some people. Obviously, people are like just getting everything done and finished up and just ready to close down, and
yeah,
I've been closing down for the last 6 weeks. My busy period is from literally February to end of October, so they're my solid 10 months. From October, from November, it's just slow, but and now stop. But with done that, I've still launched an event, set up an event, got a couple of other events planned, and yeah, end of year books and all that stuff. It's fun. It's all good. Right, before we move on now and speak to Sasha, we're going to do, let's have our Christmas song. So we did have quite a few people giving us their favourite Christmas songs. Oh, just quickly, that's what I was going to ask you. Favourite Christmas movie?
Love Actually.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. But there is, have you seen the new one, Last Christmas?
I haven't seen that
yet.
No.
Is it good?
You must go and see it.
It's
still on at the Pictures, and I absolutely loved it. It's a real, I'm not going to say anything with the story, but it was something really unexpected happens, and it just makes you think a bit differently.
No.
I did cry quite a bit, but I am a crybaby, so but yeah, I would definitely if Love Actually is your favourite film, you must go and see Last Christmas. Yep. Fantastic film.
It's on the list of things
to do. I'd go and see it again. Yeah, that's how good it was. Yeah.
So, I do love that.
Yeah.
Love Actually is, it's got
a bit. Yeah, it is a brilliant film.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, it's A Wonderful Life. No. That reminds me of Christmas.
Like Life. No. I don't like older movies, though. I think that's why it's...
I don't think I've seen it.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's always on at Christmas. Yeah. And I only actually watched it about 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
For the first time. And, I loved it.
Cool. And I must admit, actually, one of the other movies I do like to watch at this time of year, just because you have to, one of the Die Hards. I'm not quite sure which Die Hard to watch this Christmas, but it's got to be done, isn't it? It's like a bit of Bruce Willis at Christmas. Funny. But anyway, we have had some people giving us their favourite Christmas songs, and this one actually is my favourite. And it's also Keith from Athelbrae's favourite, and Tracy Ferguson, who did give us a tweet. I can't find it at the moment, but she said have a good show. She will be listening later because she's off doing her last morning of volunteering before Christmas. But this is my favourite. See if you know what it is. I love this one.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, and all said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed of
about you. Got on a lucky one. Came in late 10 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Solutions for the glass, glazing, and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Just love that song so much.
We should have videoed us singing along.
Yeah, I missed that one. So I've just got a tweet come through from Chips and Dinks and I was just reading it as I was speaking there. Looks like Esmeralda to us. It's meaning being... Oh, sorry. They're talking about Tassie64 has put up a picture of her elf that she purchased, a lovely handmade piece, and she's asking for a name for it. So the Chips and Dinks were offering up Esmeralda because it looks emerald. Lovely. Because I've been putting up pictures of the elves. Although I must admit, the picture I put up for the listen again is Lucy's elves breaking into the advent calendar. Lucy was distraught because she loves opening the advent calendar. She opened the door. I was like, oh, God.
You mucked won't up, do that one up again.
Can't get it right. Oh, the kids. Well, that's the thing on Christmas. We, you know what? We've just been talking for the last 3 minutes through the song just about Christmas and how things have changed with how people are doing Christmas now. And a lot more people, it's all about the experiences and being with people rather than the big expensive presents and that type of thing. And I think it's nicer. It's not about... The gifts are lovely, don't get me wrong. It's always nice to have nice gifts. It's always lovely.
Don't stop.
I'm not saying I don't want the gifts. I do love the gifts. No, you're listening.
And the experience.
And the experience. but a lot of importance is just, it's about
time. I think that's the greatest gift you can really give somebody is actually your time. It's the only thing, isn't it, that can't be exchanged. You can't get a refund. You can't give it to somebody else.
Nobody can take your time and go for a refund. Don't like
exactly.
Refund
precisely. So I think time for me is just so important. I really appreciate when my friends and family give me a bit of their time. You know, even if it's a phone call, because I just think I know how busy we all are.
Exactly.
For me, that's one of the greatest gifts.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah.
And
get soppy now.
And it also means, so we've got 12 days until the big day, 12 sleeps, and then that means we've only got 19 sleeps left of 2019.
Well, hey.
It's like...
I'm so excited about 2020.
I'm really excited about 2020. Is this something about the number?
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, I'm all about the numerology, as they say. My spiritual side coming in there.
Yeah. I'm going to go, don't worry, I won't let her go too woo-woo.
No, I won't go woo-woo.
We had a guest on a few weeks ago, it was a bit woo-woo, and Richard and I had to time ourselves.
No.
But yes, let's talk to you, Sasha. You have been on the show before. It's probably a while ago now, though, wasn't it?
It was quite a while ago.
We were saying this the other week with the guests, and they've been on, but time goes on and on so quickly.
Yeah.
And before you know it, a couple of years have passed. But you are still currently the owner of a very successful florist business.
I am.
But it's been, as I alluded to before, it's been really lovely to see over the last few years your journey and how it's changed and where you've gone from successful entrepreneur, business florist owner, and fingers in lots of different pies, doing lots of different things around that type of thing.
Yeah.
And you're moving now more, and have done over the last, is it been 2 years now? Was it a year,
no,
18 months? It's
been 3 years.
Has
now?
It been 3 years?
3 years. So it was 18 months ago I ran the marathon. So so it's about 2.5 years. Yeah.
That you started on this journey.
Yeah.
That you're moving now.
Originally started on this journey about 3.5 years ago. Mm. So a year before that, it was like, I'm in an RM, whether I want to.
Well, you knew you wanted, obviously you love the industry, the florist industry, you love the business.
Yeah.
So you're one of these serial entrepreneurs. You're always finding other ways, other business ideas and that type of thing. And it could always see you, you know, striving to
do
more.
Very much one of those people that I'd say to anybody, just if there's something that you're passionate about and you want to try it, then try it. Because rather than get 10 years down the line and go, oh, I wish I'd have done that. Mm. I should have done that. And, you know, what if? What would have happened if I did do that? You know, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, you move on to the next thing that you want to do. But I'm all about, if you're really passionate, you want to try something, then try it.
Yeah.
So,
and you did. Lots
I
of
did.
Things.
Lots of things. Yes.
What type of things? Go on, let's just quickly delve into the type of things you do.
So, the florist I've done. I go and speak at colleges and with the new, like the future of the floristry industry is what I would call them. Mm. And then I always wanted to, so my florist in Bexley Village is it used to be the workhouse in the village years and years ago. And it's really got a lot of character to it, a lot of history to it. And it just felt like I wanted to open like half of it with a tea room. And I was umming and ahhing about it. Yeah, I want to open it as a tea room. And then it was like, you know what? Flowers and cake don't really go, you know?
No, like flower and cake.
Yeah. Do they want like some Christmas tree pine needles in their cake, you know, because they get everywhere. And, you know, your hands get really dirty when you're working in the floristry. So the shop next door came up last Christmas and I rang one of my friends and said, do you want to open the tea room with me? Like, it's come up. And so, yeah, we did. But that was the Christmas before, sorry. So we were been open a year in August in the tea room. But it's one of them businesses, it needs you there. It needs someone in there who's running it, you know, to be talking to the community. And because I'm doing other things, I just can't be there. So we literally are we're just in the process of selling that business and a new owner coming in and taking it over. Mm. But for me, I did it. I loved it. I tried it. It's beautiful. The lady's keeping it is exactly as it is. And
we should do. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So, that was one of the things that I did. But, yeah, as I say, my main thing that I've turned around, gone from florist to positive psychology practitioner.
Is that what your title is?
That is my title, yes. It's gone from going on a retreat in Thailand 3 years ago where there was a group of 25 of us all there, and I knew I wanted to do some kind of speaking, and I thought it might have been in floristry or weddings or whatever. I wasn't 100% sure. So I went and did a year speaker training, and I had to do comedy and stand up, yes, which was very scary. I had to do something that made someone cry, a journey, a 5-minute talk, a 10-minute talk, 18-minute talk. So it was really like, you know, chucking yourself in the deep end with whatever time you got to speak. And while I was on that retreat in Thailand, 11 people out of 25 people come up to me and said, you should be doing this. Mm. Because the contribution you bring to this group is phenomenal. And I thought, I don't really want to hear everyone's problems. You know, I want to stay positive because, like, their energies will affect me. And so I was like, okay, I took it on board. And one of the guys who was actually there sent me a message and I cried my eyes out how I'd totally turned him around. He didn't like the word love very much, and he sent me a message saying how much he loved me, loved my energy, and he can't believe how much he's using the word love now. And I thought, do you know what, I've got to do this. And so I literally sat down and decided to run the marathon the following
as
year.
I was going to run the marathon
And my brother had done it, and it was like, my brother said it was one of the best things he'd ever done. And it was like, you know, you start something and you've got to finish it, and it's all about the work, the build up, not the, you know, you can't not train. You know, so you can't just go, oh, I'll wing it, you know. So that was why I sort of did it as well, to sort of discipline myself. And yeah, so I did the I decided for some of my fundraising for the charity that I was running for, which was Children with Cancer, that I would do little taster events. So, and you were involved with them, weren't you?
Yes.
With me,
yes.
Amanda. So it was, I'd called it Positive Minds back then, and literally did two-hour events and got some really good feedback from it. And I was like, oh, okay. I enjoyed that, and I've raised some money, and people have come along and got feedback. And so I said, okay, so I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to run my own retreat and write this program about being the best you. So I sat down, wrote that program of all the seminars, all the books, everything that I've been to over the last 20 odd years in personal development, and what was the main thing that worked for me and got me feeling how good I was. So I do share my story, but we've only got however long.
Yeah, we haven't got another couple of hours
to share my... Yeah. You'll have to come to my event to hear my full story. But I share my story of going through a drug problem, a drink problem, depression, anxiety, postnatal depression. I've had post-traumatic stress syndrome.
It's been a good life. Then.
Yeah, I like to try everything once, as I say.
Exactly.
And how I got out of all them things. So I sat down and worked on that program, took a group to Thailand last April, and they were really like my guinea pigs, as I'd say, to try my program out. And, yeah, it was fantastic.
Why Thailand?
Thailand, the energy is amazing. It's like a very spiritual country, yeah. If you've never been, the people are just so friendly. The energy there is, you know, I always believe your energy speaks before you've walked into a room, yeah, and I'm all about that. So if you're feeling really negative and down, yeah, that's feeding off of you.
Yeah,
yeah, people can read that. I just loved the place. I loved the challenges that I could put people through while I was there. And I'm not going to say too much because no one will book on to my next retreat.
I was going to say, how hard?
Yeah, no, I do have 8 people booked on for my next retreat, which isn't till 2021. I'm having a year off next year from running the retreat, simply because focusing on going into the workplaces with my program. But, yeah, Thailand's just a really magical country. And I love it there. So that was why. And when you retreat, is a like take yourself away from your everyday life. You really do break some barriers down. And yeah, some of the barriers which were broken on retreats which I've seen. And I go on other retreats. I go on a yoga retreat I did earlier this year, and I even broke down a barrier there. So it was really, really, it has an effect on people. So then I decided to do my 1 day events, and started off doing 2 days, and I found that people wouldn't commit for 2 days to change their life.
It's amazing, isn't it? Your life, and you were talking 2 days.
They haven't got time. Yeah. But they haven't got time to. Yeah.
No.
But until they've been on the 1 day, they don't realise that they need the 2 days. They have got to say, and it's worth the 2 days.
Yeah, and for me it was like, and even like with 1 day, you find that people say, oh, it's a long day, 9 till 6. Mm. What, to me, to give you tools to change your life?
Focus on yourself.
Yeah.
I think it probably is that focusing on themselves, because they'd probably do it for someone else, because people are like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
They'll do things for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But actually investing that time in yourself is where people tend to fall down. And and in a way, it's silly, because you can't give anybody anything if you haven't
filled your cup up first, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much like, my passion is to say to people that if you are in a negative place in any area of your life, whether that be your finances, whether that be your emotions, your love life, your career, whatever it is, you know, I always feel like there's never really business problems. They're personal problems that show up in your business.
Yeah.
Yeah? And if you work on yourself first, your business will thrive. And I'm really passionate. You don't have to stay in that negative place. There's always solutions to every problem. And because my mindset is different now, when problems come up for me, as I'm selling my florist business at the minute, because I cannot be there all the time because this has taken over my life, it's like, oh, you know, I had a few buyers and yeah, great. Yeah, it's going to be gone before Christmas. And then, no, it's not going to be gone. And instead of letting that really consume my mind, it's like, okay, I've got to have Christmas there. Mm. It'll be my last Christmas in the florist.
Make it a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy it. So seeing a positive in a situation all the time. And, so for me, it's just like, if anyone's unhappy in certain areas of their life, they don't have to stay there.
Mm. Yeah. How do you think? So this is the one thing that always catches me with that. And I totally agree with you. We are all... the only people that can make a difference are ourselves, to our mindset, to everything, and how our mind works. It is vital. But what for those people that do go through negative mindset and depression and everything? Is there a way to help them realise that they need to do these things to help themselves? There's always, they have to realise they've got to do it for themselves.
You must become self-aware.
But can you help encourage people to become self-aware? Because if you just say, get over it and do it, doesn't work. And there is ways of doing it. It's really hard, isn't it? If people aren't in that space where they go, yes, I need to do this, I'm sure there must be a way to help people realise and show the direction to them. What do you think?
For me, I think like everyone should come and taste one of my events, right? Simply because I know, and I guarantee this to everybody, that if you don't take something away from my event, I'll give you your money back. Yeah, because just come if you want a bit of motivation, if you like. And so with regards to becoming self-aware, you can't actually help everyone. Mm. Yeah, you must. There may be a way of getting into people's minds, but there's not, if you get what I mean. Yeah. You know, they've got to accept, okay, well, actually, I really like that person. I'm going to go and listen to her for the day, see what she does give me. And if she doesn't give me anything, she give me my money back, you know? Mm. So it's like, I am constantly learning. I'm always going to events. I always want to learn. I know that I'll always take something from everything I go to, and it's about making myself a priority as well.
Yeah.
And you know, learning about yourself is really important. So like going on a yoga retreat, I do that to go inside me and exercise and just focus on me. No work, no husband, no children, just me, you know. And that's really important, I think, for everybody. You should take that time out for yourself to realise that. And what can you lose? Yeah, a bit of time out of your day, but what could you gain?
Yeah, exactly. You know? I think that's the thing, though, isn't it? A lot of people don't take time for themselves.
No.
And that is it's a big thing that, you know, a lot of people, I think, especially, and I don't mean this derogative against fathers in any way. I know that they're in the same thing, but mums very much predominantly do everything. They look after the children, they work, they look after the home and that type of thing. And I think mums are worse. I think men can find a way to take time for themselves. They play golf or they do go to the gym or they do sports and things like that. Whereas I think mum, the time you've done child, animal, husband, home, cook, business, you're a bit like, I haven't got any energy left for myself.
Yeah, so it is important, yeah, as absolutely. A mum. Like, I take an hour every morning that's, for me, it's my hour of power, where I do the work.
You're one of these crazy people who gets up stupid in the morning.
I do, yeah.
5 a.m.
Yeah, I'm 4:44. Ooh. All the numbers. My alarm goes off at 4:44. Oh, and I get up and I do the work and I go to the gym because I know that it works for me to go to the gym first thing in the morning. Otherwise, yeah. I'll never go.
Yeah. There'll always be something that runs over.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So I'm must do that. But you're talking about like men there, like with regards to tend to make more time for themselves. So really passionate about, like, I'm just getting into construction industry and helping with men that are predominantly male orientated workplaces. Mm. And I've just pitched to one big company who absolutely loved what I was teaching and they want to get me in to work with their team and then put me forward to two other construction companies as well, which is fantastic because the suicide rate for men between the age of 30 and 50 is at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. The statistics are just horrendous. And because men feel like they can't ask for help, yeah, or, you know, oh, man up, or, you know, oh, pull yourself together. Like, what are you getting upset about? Oh, showing their emotions. For me, I think if a man cries, he's more of a man for showing his emotions. Yeah. Ask for help. It, you know, it doesn't make you less of a man. Mm. So I'm really passionate about helping men. And I was actually a bit scared to be pitching to, like, six men in a room who were, like, really high up directors in this construction company, thinking, oh, God, what are they going to think of me when I tell them, you know, yeah, I've taken drugs, yeah. But they actually were, at the end of it, I did say, like, I'm a hugger, so can I give you all a hug? And they were all like, yes.
Really?
And they all gave me a hug. And the email that I received afterwards was, thank you so much, and here's a huge virtual hug, oh, which lovely. I was really shocked about. So, that was, for me, like, yes, let's get in, let's help these men that they, if they want help. I tend to attract a lot more women to my events. Like you're saying, women are more open to sort of go, okay, I'm going to go and see what this is all about, you know. Men should open their eyes more.
But as you say, though, it's really hard, isn't it? Because it's just, and it needs to change, and it is changing, but it is an inbred thing that men have to be tough, you know, man up and all that type of thing. And it's something that's naturally society has done for years and years and years and years and years. So it's, you know, it's now, over the last few years, it's becoming...
It's starting to change a bit.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like everything, isn't it? It's a process.
Yeah, baby steps, as I say to everybody, baby steps. Exactly. But one of the contracts that I'm just starting to work with is David Lloyd in the health clubs. Mm. So I'm starting with one club that going in staff training and then going on to do for the members, running a one-day event for the members there because they really did see the benefit of what I'd shown them. And then going round to all the other clubs. My mission is to get to every David Lloyd in the country.
Do you know how many there is?
No. And I don't care, but I will go to them all. Yeah. I think there's... No, I'm not even going to say it because I have got it written down, but I intend to go and visit them all because... the help needs to be there. But with a positive psychology practitioner, like, people are like, well, what's that?
99.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, 99. And 50, double numbers again.
And if you want to go global, a further 15 across mainland Europe.
I'll be at them all then. So 114 then. Yeah. I will visit them all. I promise I will visit them all.
And I know you will.
So what is a positive...
So positive psychology practitioner, a lot of people said to me, what is it like? So I do a lot of talking at yoga festivals, vegan festivals, because these people tend to spend a lot of money on themselves. But I don't put that I'm a positive psychology practitioner because people think I'm going to analyse them.
Yeah,
exactly. As soon as you put the psychology word in, they think, oh, she's going to judge. Far from it, yeah, because that's why I share my journey, so that you can see I'm sharing and I'm not going to judge you because you actually know everything about my life now. So a positive psychology practitioner is what it does. It is almost a counsellor, a life coach and a psychologist all in one. So I am a qualified bereavement counsellor, but then obviously doing the positive psychology, you then can use your counselling skills with anything, with somebody. So it's bringing out the past, coming to terms with the past. We've all got a past. We've all got things that we focus on, and they make us have limiting beliefs and things haven't worked out for us, and then little fears come back in. So we bring that to the forefront in positive psychology. Then we look at where we are right now and, like, be present as we are in our life and grateful for what we've already got and achieved and how far we've come. And then we set a plan for the future. So with counselling, I think counselling's fantastic. I'm not going to knock any counselling because I've had counselling myself and I know a lot of counsellors. But what I feel is missing from a counsellor is that they have
the next steps.
Yeah. So it's like, so with a positive psychology practitioner, positive psychology is a scientific study that's been researched by a man called Martin Seligman. And it's like showing the flourishing in the workplace and individuals. And but it's got all three things in one.
Yeah.
So it's... that's what I love, and that's how I know it's different from a counsellor, a life coach, you know, and sharing your experiences. And also, I don't just teach at people, it's sharing that I know how it feels. You know,
well, so, unfortunately,
we've run out of time. I told you I could be here for two weeks.
We could do that. We have you back every week for the next month. I have one more question, and then you can tell us the date of the event and everything. So obviously, previously, when you first got into this, you thought, I don't want to hear everybody's problem. How do you feel about that now?
Well, because I always come up with solutions for people's problems and give them the tools to not focus on them problems, it's not about listening to the problems. So we get them out. Yeah, that's fine. They're out. They're out of the head now. We've got it down on paper. Okay, so how are we going to turn it around?
So you're not dwelling. We're not...
No. And that's it. We don't dwell on the past. So I love hearing people's problems because I know I have a solution for them.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. I knew it was going to be full of energy, the show today. A little energy bomb.
No problems.
If people want to find out about your event, so when is it in January?
My next event is the 26th of January. Yep. It's at the Dartford Hilton Hotel. Yep. There is a early bird offer up until the 31st of December, which is £10 off. So it's £45 for a full day. I've been told off by my business mentor that I are giving too much away for the money, but I'm all about helping people and as many people as I can. So book on, go on to my website.
So where, and your website is
www. and then Sasha, which is spelt with a C, mariemulligan.com.
And the website is on the Kent Business Radio website as well, so you can click on the link there. Thank you so much.
No,
it's
thank
been
you.
Amazing. Thank you, Gemma, for co-hosting again today. What a show. Literally next week, we've got so much for you. Next week is the Christmas special. I have got all of my co-hosts in the studio with me. There will be Prosecco, there will be mince pies. And if I get time, there will be brownies, possibly.
Ooh. Yeah, I might have Kimora with me though.
Yeah, don't bring Kimora.
Natalie, yeah.
No, I probably won't have time for the things. Yeah. But yes, but great show. So tune in next week. Next Friday will be the last one of this year of 2019. So tune in for that. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Tuesday, The Business Bunker, from 1 till 3. He's got another great lineup of guests, as it always does. Have a fantastic weekend. If you haven't got your Christmas decorations up yet, get them up, for God's sake.
Gemma.
And bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2. Channel